As a descendant of slaves, J. Spites had struggled to find written documentation of his family history. He spent years looking as his father had before him, but he was 64 before a DNA test offered a solid lead. The pastor from Rockville, Maryland, learned that 30% of his DNA was from Benin, a country located to the west of Nigeria, about which Jay knew nothing. At the urging of a friend, he turned to a database called GED Match, which has had success connecting African Americans and their African relatives, to learn more about his link to Benin. After upgrading his data to the site, Jay saw a surprising DNA match. The website listed a man named Juan Lokononan, Deka, as his distant cousin. Next to the listing were the words Royal DNA. Bernese royalty? Jay was stunned. He had no idea what to do next. But fate, or maybe even divine intervention, kicked in a few months after Jay learned of his royal lineage. At the new seminary in New York, he met the leader of the West African religion, Vodan, who had traveled from his home in Benin. Jay told the man and his group his unusual story, and one of the Bernese men immediately replied, "I know your king. Here is his number." "I mean, how could that possibly happen?" Jay says. "After all these years of going through my father's search, going through files, it just fell in my lap. That's the hand of God." The first time Jay called King Kopodobi Toi Dajingla, the traditional ruler of the kingdom of Alada in southern Benin, the king hung up. The second time, the king handed the phone to his English-speaking wife, Queen Dajami Kotodobi Kawanopa. She and Jay started messaging each other online. She told him he was a descendant of King Deka, who had ruled Alada centuries earlier. "We would be delighted to welcome you to your home, dear prince," she wrote. And so Jay went. On January 6, 2019, his late father's birthday, he landed in Benin. Posters written in French, the country's official language, greeted him. "Welcome to the Kingdom of Alada, land of your ancestors." At least 300 people were waiting for him outside the airport. They danced, sang, and played instruments to celebrate the return of their long-lost prince. Accompanied by a motorcade, the queen picked him up from the airport, introduced him to local dignitaries, and showed him some historical sites. When they arrived at the palace for an audience with the king, at least 1,000 people were waiting for them,